It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. How about that beautiful sunshine that is invading southern Iowa here? Fall is definitely in the air as we finalize our last couple of weeks of summer, and the boys of fall have been out. The first 2 weeks of high school football is in the books, and a couple of big wins for the Albia Blue Demons. And if you listened last night, you saw or heard a game that that appeared to be a total mismatch. And if you were listening and you heard the final score and you heard it, the total 36 to nothing Albia, you'd say, well, Albia must have played a pretty weak opponent last night in Fairfield. Quite the contrary last night, as the Trojans, high-powered offense, but it was the tough black shirt Blue Demon defense that was a swarm of blue all over the football field last night. And once again, the depth of this Albia football program really showed its merits towards the end of the football game. Albia, again, they just put out more and more numbers, and I think that the physicality in which they play and the depth of this football team wears on teams over a full football game. The Blue Demons get the win last night, 38 to nothing. 7 out of the 8 quarters that have been played this season have been shutout football for this Albia Blue Demon defense. Truly one of the finest defenses in the state of Iowa. Albia came into the contest 4th rated in Class 2A, and Fairfield's going to vie for a district playoff berth and a very good football team, young quarterback. But it was all Albia last night. We're going to relive some of those moments that was last night. How about Matt Baker, the touchdown maker? A couple of touchdowns out of him last night. A couple of INTs for the Blue Demons. I think if they had it right, 4 INTs last night, and Blake Bear is in the house, and Blake had one of those INTs. I think that's number 3 on the season, if I've got it right, and he's taking INTs, and he's trying to make them into TDs, and this Blue Demon defense is opportunistic and gives the offense short fields to work with. How about Carter the Iceman Isley? What a big night he had once again. 176 yards of rushing for Carter Isley last night for the Blue Demons. Lots of highlights. We're going to replay some of those. We're going to get the scores from last night, and you can get the scores every Friday night as they happen on the Thunderbolt app. Pretty simple to do. Just to go to your iPhone app store or your Android store and download the Thunderbolt app. Absolutely free. We'll go to the scores when we come back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We'll be right back to the Corner 34 and 5 above the Albia Square. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
With back to school underway, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and open a Your Voice checking account. This account is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Get checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at seefirstyourvoice.com. So what are you waiting for? Get smart and open a Your Voice checking account today and have a say in your financial future.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albia on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Now at U.S. Cellular, get 4 lines and 10 gigs of data for just $140 a month. That's $20 less than Verizon and AT&T. Switch now and we'll pay off your old contract. So if you want to save money, go with U.S. Cellular. And if you don't, well, why not? U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. New retail installment contracts and shared connect plan required. ETF payoff up to $350 per line. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Let's call it 5 for the Blue Demons. Ball right at the 35-yard line of Albia. They'll go into one receiver to the left side. Offset eye. Here's a handoff. Running with it. Carter Isley has some great room. The 40, 45, midfield. It's a foot race. 40, 35, 30. Carter Isley inside the 25 all the way down to the 20-yard line. And that was a gaping hole that once was the left side of that Fairfield defense. Disappeared, Big D, and Albia off on the run. And anytime you get Carter Isley.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
36-0 Albia. You heard that big play by Carter Isley. That was led by the disappearing of that Fairfield, the left side of that Fairfield line just disappeared there by the Blue Demon offensive line, who's been playing some outstanding football. What I love about the linemen is that, the first 2 weeks, they've gone up against, in most cases, bigger opponents, and they continue to fire off low, get to their spots, and they're performing a dance like you'd watch on So You Think You Can Dance. That's how the technicians of the offensive line have done so far this early part of the season. And that's really impressive. When you're early in the season, you expect maybe that dance to be a little out of rhythm. But the way that they're playing, folks, this is a still a young offensive line that is playing with lots of experience and getting better each and every week, and they're going to be a lot of fun. And you throw Carter Isley and Kieran Judge and then the plethora of backs that Albia has to throw at their opponents, and good things happen for the Albia offense. 36-0 last night, Albia over Fairfield. It was Sheraton getting by Davis County, 33-8. Sheraton out to a 2-0 start. Pleasantville gets by Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont last night, 14-0. Wayne over Murray, 56-12. It was North Mahaska defeating Cardinal, 25-6. Pekin, there for real this year, 45-14 over Sigourney Kyoto. West Des Moines Valley, 27. Iowa City West, 6. Final score last night. It was Centerville going down to Knoxville, 35-0. Ottumwa with the win over Oskaloosa, 27-13. Ottumwa 2-0 on the early part of the season. Pella with a big win over Dallas Center last night, 45-14. Pella Christian, Albia's next opponent. Coach Kak Marinski always puts a good football team on the football field, and they get a win last night, 38-0 over Linville Sully. It was English Valley, 37, Moravia 6. Twin Cedars falls last night. A couple of injured players and a couple of kids that were sick, and they lose to Grandview, 55-40. It was Guthrie Center getting by Melcher Dallas, 34-12, and Tri-County defeating Harmony, 44-8. In other action around the area, Montezuma with a win over Van Buren, 28-13. It was Ankeny Academy getting by Seymour, 59-14. Woodward Academy gets by Southeast Warren 28-14. It was Indianola over Des Moines Lincoln 35-7, and Central Decatur defeats PCM 20-7 last night. In the other contest, North Polk, a loser last night, 34-21. It was Roland Center, or Roland Story, being defeated by Baxter, 32-26. And Carlisle defeats Bondurant Farrar, 42-17. Those are some of the finals from last night. And you can get all these scores on the Football Friday Night on the big board at the KIAC Thunderbolt app. And that's free of charge, Android or the Apple app available to you free of charge. And you can get all the scores as they come in to the Friday Night Light studio. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back and visit with Coach Staten about last night's contest. A big win for the Blue Demons over Fairfield, 36-0, the final score over a really good Fairfield football team. And Albia has made two really good football teams look not their best in the first 2 weeks. And that's because this Albia Blue Demon football team is firing on all cylinders. We're going to come back, talk with Coach Staten. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
I love Lucy, and if you do too, you'll love What Would Lucy Do? The ultimate tribute to comedy icon Lucille Ball, starring Suzanne LaRouche, America's number one female impressionist. Inspired by the works of Lucille Ball, this show features Lucy in all new How Will She Get Out of This One situations. What Would Lucy Do? Live September 19th at Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. Reserve seats on sale now at the Bridgeview Center box office, Ticketmaster, or charge by phone 800-745-3000.
It's wild. It's the late models. At Knoxville Raceway, anything could happen. The 11th annual Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals, presented by Casey's General Stores. September 25th through the 27th, 3 nights of entertainment, excitement, and celebration. Find out who will be the late model champion when the dust settles. Ticket and race info at KnoxvilleRaceway.com. Just be here.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal of Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
New fall merchandise is arriving at Franklin Street Clothing in downtown Pella. They're open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Thursday, 9 to 9, Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 9 to 6. They also have a huge selection of college apparel. Shop Franklin Street Clothing in downtown Pella.
What's your auto loan rate? If it's higher than 1.99% APR, Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, refinance with us and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by your local CFirst or go to c1stcu.com and apply online to drive down your loan rate today. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
Counter reverse. Here's the handoff. Isley has some running room toward the goal line. Dan Carter, the Iceman Isley. The A-Train takes it in for an Albia touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. A Sinnott Piercebacher funeral home touchdown with 1:49 to go in this opening quarter. Albia takes and puts a big old six up on that scoreboard.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
To the Coach's Corner, and Coach Staten in the studio. After a big win last night, the Blue Demons with a 36-0 win over Fairfield last night. And Coach, congratulations! Week two, you the old saying, and it is really true that you know you've got to get out there and get week one in to kind of know how the pieces are put together, but. Going into week two, you usually see the biggest improvement, and I just see this team continue to improve in its and its execution, particularly up front. The offensive line doing a really good job, Coach, of you know looking like a team that has been playing together for some time. And offense is always a real difficult thing to get down early on the season because It is like a dance. You got to know where everyone's at, and you got to feel the rhythm of the offense. And this football team is starting to really feel that rhythm.
Well, Jason, we really appreciate your support and KIC support. But I didn't hear a word you said because you gave me a headset that doesn't work. And so I'm just going to have to kind of wing it here with what I read your lips. We do have some outstanding offensive linemen that have worked hard in the off season. A lot of returning players, and when we put up 409 total yards of offense, something good has to be happening. And you know, we are also blessed that we have some running backs that can find the hole and get through them and make yards. We are fortunate that we have some guys that can pick them up and lay them down when it comes to carrying the football. But when some of the holes that they're making, I could probably make it through and make some yards as well. But I just am so appreciative of offensive linemen because the newspaper will take a picture, but the picture is of the guy carrying the ball across the goal line. And if the line wants to get on the picture, they got to run down there real quick and get in the camera range. And the only time they really get a lot of attention is when things aren't going well and the coaches at the strategy board are encouraging them to do better. But these are just great young men, and they're consistent. We had a few lapses, a few broken assignments, but we got those taken care of at the strategy board. And Hunter Gers and Nick Yarkowski are two big tackles, and when we put them side by side, something that the defense has got to figure out how they're going to deal with. They got to put somebody big and good right across from them. And Ryan Romanko, he's the quarterback on the line, and he directs a lot of the action on what we're going to do and how we're going to block. And Connor McDonough and Hunter Makinich trade off at that backside guard. And we have Eli Bishop and Case Zinski at center. And so we're getting them some reps and some rest. And when one is in the game, the other is watching to see what's going on. And these guys are students of the game. They spend time on huddle looking at the next opponent. And they've had to deal with some pretty big dudes the first couple of ball games. So that's been a great challenge. And that helps you stay down low because if you try to block those big guys up around their tops of their shoulder pads, it's going to be ugly.
Coach, one of my comments last night to Dan Stockers, we oftentimes talk about the physicality of this football team, the depth of this football team, the athleticism of this football team. But one of the things that really starts to stand out to me is the wit of this football team. This is a very smart group. You just mentioned what the offensive linemen are doing and what they have to do out there to execute this offense. But I even seen it on the defensive side last night. We had young sophomore corners back there, and they made plays. We made some interceptions that were not just great athletic moves, but that were disciplined. You could tell they had studied what was going to happen, and they did their assignments, and it was really heady football all across the football field last night by the Blue Demons.
Well, teams look at us, and they see an All-State safety back there and say, well, we're not going to throw a hisser. We'll go after these little sophomores, and we like that because these are two really good athletes, and really we probably should have had at least two more touchdowns by interceptions that they did not make. But they knocked the ball down and are doing a fine job. I have to give our defense a lot of credit. They give the ball to us in good field position. Our special teams are executing well, and we can get better, and we need to get better. We have some tough opponents coming up, especially this coming ball game. But you look up and down the line and you see guys that are experienced. They want to do it. They want to do it right. And they are smart. When we go to our strategy, when we come to the sidelines, they all sit down, get some water, and then we have this magnetic board that we move these little figures around and we say, okay, now this guy's playing here. We can do this or run that play. And that's been a big asset. And Coach Dykstra likes to dance too. I had him in high school. Not many people know that he's quite a dancer, but we really enjoy and his kids love him, and they play hard for him, and that's a very positive thing. We have a really strong coaching staff. that are close together, and the kids, these kids know how to have fun, but how, when to get serious as well. And we didn't come out in the second half quite as well as I would like to have. And, you know, when you have the other team has a minus 26 yards rushing, you know that the defense is doing some work over on that side. And we had 7 tackles for a loss. But on offense, we also had 3 fumbles, losing 2. And some of these guys are trying to get a head start on basketball season, thinking you have to dribble when you move the ball, and you don't have to do that. We're going to have to hang on to the football. And our 2 running backs, we have 2 really good running backs in the backfield, not counting the quarterback. He's also a good runner, but he's not called a running back. He's called a quarterback. And the running backs have not played running back much until this season. So they're going to get nothing but better. And our wing back is averaging, I think, 19.8 yards per carry. That's a pretty awesome figure on its own. And I'm very pleased we made all our extra points. We didn't have any miscues on that, and that was a problem we had before. One thing about Luke Sarver, he's a good general on the field, and he's doing a good job of inspiring the boys and getting them ready and talking to them in the huddle. And he's going to also get nothing but better. He's waited a long time to get his chance in the quarterback spot, and he's making the most of it.
We're talking about the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, victorious last night, 36-0 in Albia over Fairfield last night. On the road, Coach, the defense, outstanding play. You just mentioned it. In that first half, Albia had held Fairfield to negative 13 total yards. And I think they had one positive play. They did not reach their first down until the 4-minute mark of the third quarter. That is as tough a defense you're going to find any place anywhere.
Well, and some of those guys are also on some of the special teams. And, boy, if you're on the opponent's catching a kickoff or a punt, boy, you want to strap your helmet on tight, because we got some guys come down there and put a smacking on. And I'm telling you, it's one of those, like, your jaw drops. That was a hit. And
Bryce Leshen, Bryce making them pay the price, Leshen. That's the new nickname. Coach, back-to-back kickoffs. And the up man that is blocking for the return man, Bryce blows through them. I mean, literally blows through him and tackles the return man. You know that the up guy, the blocker, he's walked over to the coach and said, I think I'll trade places with somebody, because he just annihilated the player. And Bryce really has that passion. You know, you can have skill and athleticism and size and all those physical attributes, but that is pure heart when you're running down the field with such intent.
Well, pursuit without passion is meaningless. And I really – football's a tough game. That's why not a lot of kids are willing to put forth the effort, the hard work, and to get the thrill of playing in the games. But, boy, when he hit that kid, he didn't know if he was side saddle or a foot. And they had to kind of point him back to his bench. But and then he made another one down on the other end. So we like to play the game with reckless abandon. And I just can't say enough about our coaches on all levels. Special teams, we work hard on special teams every day. And we our backup guys are getting better, because they get an hour a day, you know, their primary position. So the guy that's the starter is getting better, because he gets a whole hour a day on the specialties of his position. But the backup guys are getting the same thing. That's why we can put in somebody younger and they still go move the ball. When we put in our backup guys on offense in the line, they still move the ball down the field. And, you know, Bulldog got the ball, and I thought he's going to score another touchdown, and we could have scored another one, but you know, we didn't need it, and we're going to be more than champions, and we don't need to score a lot of points and humiliate the other team. And so we decided just to stay in the huddle and let the time run out. If they had scored on one of the plays previous, that so be it. It's not our job to stop Albia; it's their job to stop Albia. But I was very pleased with the way our backup guys got in there, played with intensity, and. It's a It's a good thing to watch. We have a nice football team, but we can be better. And we're not going to be satisfied until we play our best game. That's our goal each time we go out. Each man play his best each and every play. And if you do that, you're a winner regardless of whatever the final score of the game is.
Coach Jerry Staton, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, Hall of Fame coach. Next week, you're going to be taking on an opponent that you helped build their football program, and a coach I know you know very well, Coach Kakmarinski, a program I know you have a lot of respect for. Of course, as I mentioned a moment ago, you helped start that football program. Pella Christian comes to town, and I just thought it was absolutely perfectly fitting that we get them on our roster this year. And one thing we can be sure of is Coach Kakmarinski is going to have a well-coached football team coming here from Pella Christian.
Well, those are top-notch people over there. They're quality people, and they're people that know how to work. The people in that town have a good work ethic. And Nate Haverman joined our team from that area, and we know he's a great individual. And that's what you find on that Pella Christian team and coaching staff. Their son, the quarterback's son, is an excellent running and passing quarterback. And there's a young man and running back named Levi Jungling. And when I was there having a football camp, he was in like kindergarten or first grade or second grade, way down there somewhere. And his parents told me that he really wants to play football. And when they went by his room, they heard him in praying, and he was saying, "Please, God, help me be able to do the karaoke better." I could see he wasn't very good at it, but he was trying hard, and the whole camp cheered for him because even though he walked through it, he did each step correctly. And they got a lot of kids like that. And Coach Kakmarinski is a personal friend, and we're looking forward to them coming to our stadium. But we're not really playing Pella Christian. It's us against us, and they've got a fine, fine football team. They put 40 points up against PCM. We know that's a good program. But, you know, we got to be our best, and we'll get on the field. And if we do our best, then we'll be winners regardless of what the scoreboard says. You don't play the scoreboard. You play your heart. And that's where God puts the tape measure on. Pella Christian was saying early on that they were young. And, well, you know, we were young last year, too, and we did okay. So you don't listen to what the other people say. You just – listen to your own little voice inside saying, "I can do better. I will do better. I must do better." And we're going to come back on Monday, and we have to study what their sets are and, you know, where they are on defense. But in reality, we have to get better at blocking, tackling, taking care of the football. That's what it's all about. And, you know, if you get some good hard hits along the way, hey, that's a bonus for you. But a tackle that's not a bone-jarring tackle but gets the guy down on the ground is as good as one that makes him get up and wonder where his sideline is.
Head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Jerry Staton. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come in and talk with Coach Odeffers in the house, the defensive coordinator for the Blue Demons. Coach Huber, man, he's putting out those – he's a running back coach, and all he does is just keep putting guys on the football field that can carry the rock. And we got Blake Bear in the house. We're going to talk with Mr. INT himself, Blake Bear, when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
It's wild. It's the late models. At Knoxville Raceway, anything could happen. The 11th annual Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals, presented by Casey's General Stores. September 25th through the 27th, 3 nights of entertainment, excitement, and celebration. Find out who will be the late model champion when the dust settles. Ticket and race info at KnoxvilleRaceway.com. Just be here.
I Love Lucy, and if you do too, you'll love What Would Lucy Do? The ultimate tribute to comedy icon Lucille Ball, starring Suzanne LaRouche, America's number one female impressionist. Inspired by the works of Lucille Ball, this show features Lucy in all new How Will She Get Out of This One situations. What Would Lucy Do? Live September 19th at Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. Reserve seats on sale now at the Bridgeview Center box office, Ticketmaster, or charge by phone 800-745-3000.
Get ready to drop your anchor at Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam, for good food fast. Don't you think it's time for a fabulous Sunday like a Turtle Beach, Pirate's Clipper, Strawberry Boat, Butter Schooner, Rocky Dock, or ask for our new Raspberry Slip, Black Raspberry, Hot Fudge, and Brownie Bites? That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. Call 641-7243-PI for your call ahead orders. Hours are Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Summer is in full swing, and so are your Iowa Cubs. Principal Park is the place to be this summer as the top prospects of the Chicago Cubs make their way to Wrigley Field. Don't miss out on all the fun and excitement with fireworks every Friday night. An Iowa Cubs game is also a great place for your next group outing or picnic. Or rent a luxury skybox suite and enjoy a special night at the ballpark. Iowa Cubs baseball. Come for the fun, stay for the game. For tickets and information, visit iowacubs.com.
Hey, Brent, I noticed that the outside of my home and business really needs to be cleaned. Can you help with the power washing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you mean absolutely. I really need to stain my deck and privacy fence before winter, but it's really filthy. Can you help with that?
Absolute.
Don't you ever finish a word?
Let Absolute Cleaning Systems help you with all your cleaning needs. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems at 932-4500 today to schedule an appointment. Again, that's 932-4500, the absolute best choice in cleaning.
It's wild. It's the late models at Knoxville Raceway. Anything could happen. The 11th annual Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals, presented by Casey's General Stores. September 25th through the 27th, 3 nights of entertainment, excitement, and celebration. Find out who will be the late model champion when the dust settles. Ticket and race info at KnoxvilleRaceway.com. Just be here.
Just coming out of there.
Touchdown, Albia! Kieran, the judge and jury. Punishes the defense, and that is a Blue Demon touchdown. Touchdown, Albion. Another Senator Pierce-Bacher funeral home touchdown. How about that, Big D?
That's outstanding, Kieran. Judge getting a touch. That's what he wanted to do. You know, a former lineman in the last few years representing us well by getting a chance to touch it and score for the Blue Demons. Nice job. That's our second touchdown. Tom Chamberlain says that's a $2 off on Tuesday.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Coach's Corner. Big night last night for the entirety of the football team. The Blue Demons with a big win, 36-0 over Fairfield. Talking with the defensive coordinator, Coach Chad Odeffer, and Coach, wow, 7 shutout quarters of football for your black shirt Blue Demons swarming defense, and that's what it is. It's a swarm of blue that hits the football field, The totality of the defense is impressive, but you know, last year you had 7 sophomores that started for you, and again this year you put out a couple of more sophomores in really vulnerable places. Being a corner, I'm talking about Landon Hermson and Leshen, Tony Leshen, being sophomores at corner against a team that is going to throw the football 90% of the time. That's a lot of pressure for young cornerbacks, and yet these guys both come up with INTs last night, and they were stride for stride with those receivers all night long.
Sure. Playing cornerback position can be a lonely place. Sometimes you're out there on an island by yourself, and it's you versus the other guy. But our defensive line did a really good job of getting pressure when we stunted linebackers. Our linebackers did a great job of getting pressure, and then they know they got Blake back there. Blake's a veteran guy. He's a really smart football guy, and He can help them and, you know, communicate to them and, you know, shade to their side if they need a little bit of help too. So that's nice to have.
A negative 26 yards rushing. It's really hard to comprehend the way this defense has been playing. And you know, I think if people just look at the score and you know, have not had the luxury of watching the football game or know the two opponents that you guys faced, you've made two really good football teams look pretty mediocre. And Mount Air is a heck of a football team. It would surprise me if they lose another game the rest of the season. And Fairfield's got a very good football program as well. So your guys are getting it done. And when you're holding teams to 26 yards negative 26 yards of rushing, Coach, they become one-dimensional in a hurry, and that is really good for a defense.
Yeah, we talk to the guys all the time about, you know, executing, you know, executing at a high level. And Coach Staten talks about it all the time. You know, we're playing ourselves. You know, there's a call, there's an assignment on every play, and we want the guys to execute that assignment to the best of their ability. And if you do that, good things will happen. And the times that teams have moved the football on us this year, we've helped them a little bit. So there's things that we can clean up, there's things that we can do better, but they're doing a great job and they're playing at a very high level.
Coach, the defense, aggressive and assertive. You know, you've got linebackers that like to hit, and they're not really the biggest guys in the world. You know, you take Blake Lawless, and he's like a bulldog out there. You know, he really is. I mean, he goes at it. And Bryce Leshen, wow. I mean, these are not really big guys on the outside, but, man, they are full of it on the inside.
Yeah, there's guys that are physical, and there's guys that aren't physical, and we were lucky to have four linebackers that are really, really physical. So they play outstanding football, and it's just a luxury to have those four guys back. They understand our defense. They understand where they should be and how they should play, and they're just playing really fast and physical football right now.
Got a guy sitting next to you, Blake Bear, and he's Mr. INT right now. And, you know, he's really the quarterback back there, and, you know, Coach told me when he came here and met me for the first time, he said he's going to have the two best quarterbacks in the district on his football team. He didn't mean that arrogantly. He just that was the intent, is to always have the two best. And so you got a quarterback, a guy here sitting next to you playing quarterback for your defense that could be playing quarterback for most other football teams.
Well, he's definitely the quarterback of our defense. And, you know, a player like Blake, you just want to put him in good positions and allow him to make plays. You know, we try to keep him free a little bit and let him have some freedom to roam. And he likes to get up there in the box and get physical. And there's times where he's gonna be able to do that, but there's times where we want him to cover a little bit. So,
well, let's talk to Blake. Blake, four INTs on this young football season, and you know, you're just doing a good job of knowing where you need to be on the football field. The coach talked about, you know, knowing your assignment. It's not just going out there willy nilly and going at it. You gotta know your assignment, and it seems like you guys are really playing well together, and everyone doing their 111th.
Yeah, when we play our 111th, we can't really be scored on, or even the ball just being moved on us. When we're all just playing together, it's amazing thing to watch.
Well, you played you played some as a freshman and a sophomore and on the varsity level, and that certainly has given you the confidence. But you know as well as anyone that a sophomore out there on the football field for the first time, that's a lot of responsibility and a little bit of pressure on them, and they rely on guys like you to be that leader.
Yeah, when I was a sophomore, I remember being really nerve-wracking out there, and it was always nice to have those upperclassmen to just talk to you and be leaders to you.
It's got to be a really nice feeling to know that you got guys in front of you on that defensive line, those linebackers can put pressure on that quarterback. Just they want to just get rid of it so they don't get crushed. And you know, that really gives guys like you and the back defensive backfield some real opportunities.
Exactly. It just makes it easier for us, especially when our D-line's just getting through there and just putting so much pressure on him. He just wants to throw the ball up.
Blake, it looks like you guys are having a lot of fun. I mentioned that as you guys came over to the sideline, and you know, you sing the Blue Demon Fight song, one of the prettiest songs in the whole world. You guys sing it so well, and but you can just see in your faces that you really enjoy each other as a team and enjoy playing the game of football.
Oh yeah, our whole team, we just bond a lot.
Well, Blake, what a great start for you, young man, and I know that you are a winner, and you're going to keep on willing your way to find ways to help this football team, and congratulations on a great start to the football season.
Thank you.
Coach O'Deffer, you know, I just love this group of kids, and the number of really outstanding kids you have to go out there on the football field. You're not just great football players. That's easy to see when they make big plays, but these are just fun kids to be around and really coachable.
Yeah, they're really fun to be around, and they work hard, and they like to have fun too, but they know when it's time to strap it up and work. And you know, this week, you know, they wanted to have an extra film session. You know, we had films on Monday, and then last week we didn't have films on Monday, so we had a Thursday film session. They came to me and they wanted to have an extra film session. So that just shows you kind of where their heads are at and, you know, the type of attitudes they have. And we're just really lucky as coaches to be working with these kids.
Well, let's talk to one of the other coaches. Here's Coach Justin Huber, and a guy that, you know, he may have been the first real banging back that I broadcast. Justin, I remember calling your number, your name, and you loved to run the rock with some physicality. And I see that in the guys you're coaching at the running back position this year, and it's pretty easy to get a guy like Carter Isley and Kieran Judge to run physically. But you also got a Bryce Leshen and Blake Lawless and Matt Baker who run with that same intent.
Yeah, it's really nice. This year we got plenty of backs that can do a lot of things for us. We got speed and size, and they're not afraid, and they'll just go out there and they'll make a play for us. They'll run the ball hard, and they'll find the hole that the O-line gives us, which have been great all year, and they're going to keep doing for us, and our backs are just going to take care of the job.
I called you Mr. Albie Football when you played the game of football, and I just knew how much you loved playing the game and then how much you loved Albie. It's got to feel really good to be the guy that's now instructing the guys that are going out there and playing football and to be a part of this.
Yeah, it's great to be back in Albie. I love coaching here, and I love everything about this town and what it's done for me and my family. And it's really cool because Blake this year, he's sitting right here next to me. That was my first coaching job here in Albie. I got to coach Blake when he was in eighth grade, so I've kind of – me and Blake have been around together for a while, so it's been great.
It may have been your first paid coaching job, but I'm going to take credit for being he coached with me in the fifth and sixth grade program all the way back when the seniors were in fifth and sixth grade. Last year's seniors were in fifth and sixth grade, and that was a lot of fun having you around. You were a coach back then, even when you were playing.
Yeah, I remember those days. That was good. We were talking about that last year, too, that I got to be with those guys when they were young, and I was a senior in high school that year and got to come back and coach them for their senior year. So that was pretty special.
Well, you've always believed that there is something that can be special here in Albion, and not just in football, but in everything. And, you know, that formula is starting to really manifest itself here.
It has, Jason. It just continues to get better, and the town supports us so much, and everybody in the community, and good things just keep happening to good people, and I really believe that. And you know, who knows what we can do if we just keep our clockwork going like we are, and the players and coaches doing what we're doing. We just have a great thing going, and I'm just so happy to be a part of it.
Justin Huber, the running backs coach for the Albie Blue Demons. Thanks, Justin, for stopping by, buddy, and great job out of you and those backs. Wow, what a option that this football team has to go to, and what a football team it is, folks. You know, you'll hear me talk about the great things they do on the football field, but I get to also see all the things they're doing behind the scenes and the way they treat each other, the way they treat their coaches, the way they are becoming really good sons and young men in the classroom, and to me, that's the most impressive part about this Albie football team. And no mistake, Coach Staten, that is in intent to measure his success not on gridiron, but more on whether or not he's making these truly outstanding young men. And job well done, Coach Staten. We're going to take a timeout, come back, and talk to another outstanding coach. Coach Todd Ratliff is in the house. We're going to talk about these boys and girls cross-country teams when we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Get ready to drop your anchor at Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam, for good food fast. Don't you think it's time for a fabulous Sunday like a Turtle Beach, Pirate's Clipper, Strawberry Boat, Butter Schooner, Rocky Dock, or ask for our new Raspberry Slip, Black Raspberry, Hot Fudge, and Brownie Bites? That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. Call 641-7243-PIE for your call ahead orders. Hours are Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Don't miss the Labor Day sale at Slumberland Furniture. The prices are hot and the savings are huge. Everything's on sale. Located at 1701 3rd Avenue East, Oskaloosa, Iowa.
With back to school underway, you may have questions about student loans or looking for ways to earn some extra cash. Don't worry, we've got you covered at Community First Credit Union. Stop in today and open a Your Voice checking account. This account is just for the 13 to 25 crowd, and best of all, it's free. Get checking with advantages, free online and mobile banking, a $10 iTunes gift card, and so much more. For more information, check out our website at seafirstyourvoice.com. So what are you waiting for? Get smart and open a Your Voice checking account today and have a say in your financial future.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Now this beautiful Saturday morning, Cyclones at 11 o'clock kickoff. No, tip it off. They might. They're going to kick it off at 11 o'clock. Iowa, Ball State, 2:30 kickoff, and you can catch the Cyclones right here, right after the Coach's Corner. We'll go right to the pregame show. But let's keep it right here with Coach Todd Ratliff and the Albia Boys and Girls Cross Country Team. Coach had a big event on Thursday night, and you know, your boys' team cut such promise, and the girls as well. Tell us how things went Thursday.
Yeah, you know, we'll start with the girls' team, and our top two runners looked really sharp. Jordan Winkie ended up finishing second, right behind a top-rated runner from Creston. So she was... She was looking sharp. She had great form. She stayed relaxed. You know, the heat was about a 94-degree heat index at the time of the race. A little breeze coming out of the south at about 20 miles an hour. So not the ideal conditions, but she went out and she really laid down a great race. Michelle Mansard, not far behind her. She was second on the team, 11th overall, so good performance there. Some of our younger runners from last year's squad really showed a good race. Michaela Stewart, one coming to mind right now, she ran really well. Liz Tatar had a kind of a rough race. We're trying to get through an ankle injury with her, and Emma Dineen, one of our seniors, kind of got the heat to her a little bit. So we didn't finish quite where we know we can as a team. So we were sixth out of the 14 teams that had runners there. But it's a good way to come out of the gate. We haven't run hard a whole lot with the way we're training now. We've gone back to trying to get our hearts in great condition. So not really the finish that we were looking for coming out of Wayne, but we've got two chances to have some good meets this next week, and we've got a lot of promise. We've got some younger girls, Jaden DeBus. She's a freshman. She finished in the top five for us. You know, and Susie Strasco, a senior, has been with the program for 6 years now, kind of the team captain of the team, and she's going to just continue to get better as the season goes. So we're looking for some good things out of these girls. You know, we finished fourth out of the five conference teams that were there, but I think we're going to be in those top two when we get to even the next time we see them.
Coach, Strasco, you know, she's been part of your program now. She's that senior leader, and you know, you talked about her having that role, and she's one of those runners that sometimes we don't forget about, or at least I'm talking about me, you know, on the air I kind of forget about, but she's so important to the program, and those seniors have been historically really the pulse of the program, and you know, she's been somebody who's really been bought into it.
She is. She's not one of the girls that puts a whole lot of miles in during the summer and the off season, just because of what she does there at the farm and helping with mom and dad and things there. But as the season goes on, and we've seen this for three straight years, and we don't expect anything different, by the end of the season, she's going to be a solid runner that holds the center of that team together for us.
And Jordan Winke, I just love the way that she is. She's such a competitor. You know that she's not only trying to figure out all the physical things she needs to do, but she's processing right now. I guarantee it. She's someplace sitting thinking about all those things she's going to do technically to change things, and then she'll go to all the resources she possibly can and find a way to get it done. She is absolutely as studious of an athlete you're going to find.
She is, and you know, I had the chance to work with Tara Szczesinski early in my coaching career here, and I see so many similarities with those two. One, they both have some good God gift and talent, but two, they both work as hard as they can possibly work. And for the second time ever in my coaching career, I've had to pull a runner back, and that's Jordan. She wants to do more than what maybe I'm going to let her do at this point in the season. But yesterday, like you said, she's thinking strategy all the time. So yesterday I picked her up about 25 minutes into our run. I curled back and was running with her and talking, and I'm making her do some of the things that Tara had to do. I'm making her run behind me so she can learn how to pace off of someone else. And then I said, hey, you feeling all right? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right, so just stay with me here for the rest of the race. And then I just took off with about a 20-second burst. I just dropped it down, and it took about 3 seconds for her to be right back on my shoulder. And then we backed it out and waited a little bit, and I took off again, and she stays right there. So she's learning those race strategies, which sometimes, you know, athletes will go 4 years or 6 years running and never get to that point where they can really focus on that. But as a sophomore and with the experience she had last year at districts, getting to that point of pain where you mentally leave, I know you know what I'm talking about, where you mentally leave the physical part of your body because your heart overrides what your mind says you can do. She's there already at this point in the season. I think she's going to have a pretty spectacular year.
The strategy of running, Coach, that is something that is, you know, for those who are just distant looking at it, they say, okay, they line them up and they run. There is a strategy, and the really good runners who maybe be sometimes lesser talented runners in terms of their ability to flat out run are just great strategic guys and or ladies, and they figure out the ways to change pace, move pace, force the other runner to do things that are uncomfortable for them because they've studied the other runners, and that strategy can make an average runner a really good runner.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, as we look at the boys' team, we've got some guys that are doing that too. And, you know, we ended up second at the Wayne Invitational, which is one place further down than what we kind of expected going in. But it might have been the best race that we could have had. Davis County snuck a win from us. They had 54 points. We had 58. But Dorpinghaus out front, he ran with a group of three other runners for about 2 miles. And then him and this really solid, tall, muscular senior from Creston took off. And, again, he showed that race strategy. And he and the senior from Creston actually talked about when they were going to make their move as they were running because they have respect for each other. And it was amazingly fun to watch. You know, Caleb Boley, a guy who last year was his first year running with us, ends up being our number two at the meet. I went out chasing a Doug Turner from Davis County, who's their number two runner. And he had a good strategy, just wasn't able to finish it off at the end. But we know what to do to make those adjustments. And again, we're gonna do this year kind of like what we did last year. Our best meet's gonna be districts and state. I mean, those are gonna be our best two meets because of the way we're training, and we understand that. And we know that looking at the past, it was close with some of those teams early, like Davis County, and we see them 5-6 times during the season. And each meet, we just got a little bit further away from them last year. So this year, now we have to catch them, and then we're gonna try to pull away from them. But we had a really solid meet. Tyler Passett finished third for us. Maybe not his best race, but again, he stayed with me after the meet on Thursday, and we talked about some strategies and we talked about some things we're going to do in practice to get his mind a little bit sharper as we get into the meet, because as you know, there's a lot of mental aspect that goes into running.
And Tyler certainly has the athletic ability. More than enough of the mind power. He's going to be one of the smartest runners you're going to have out there. He's a mini computer out there running around to process and everything. And you know, that's one thing about it, Coach. You don't want to over process it too, because that sometimes will slow you down. And then the little drips of doubt start to fit in, and that's that. Those are the things that runners have to keep themselves out of, and you know, those are moments every runner goes through.
Yeah, you know, I've worked with a lot of kids that were academically very sound. Tyler, obviously, being at the top of that list, but he's going to work through this, and he's going to go. You know, and then we've got Tyler Berry right behind him. He was like 7 or 8 seconds behind him, and then out of nowhere, 5 foot nothing, 95 pounds, Tyler McKibben. He's got to take 2 steps to every one. He ended up running right there with Tyler, and Tyler for most of the meet. Faded a little bit at the end. He's never raced like he raced, though. It was amazing for a coach to see, and his heart's there and his mind's there. Cole Karimski, I caught him right at the end, and you could see, you know, as tall and lanky as Cole is and as compact as McKibben is, it was fun to watch him run because Tyler was taking at least 3 to every 2 steps at Cole's. But then, you know, as we go back, Lee Curran's running well this year. Cameron Stockers ran his first varsity meet down at Cordon. So we've got a lot of promise, and we go 9 or 10 deep. Lane Szczynski's back there. Marcos Ferreira, who was on that 2012 state team, is back with the team this year running. So we're looking for a really fun season, Jason.
Coach, you just rattled those names off, and I'm just saying, you know, this is some really deep runners you got. Man, that's a depth the depth that anybody'd want to have. That's amazing.
It is, you know, and until we get down to that freshman level, we've got 3 or 4 solid kids at every level. So, you know, I never try to look to next season, but I always look at the future. And it looks like we're gonna continue to be a quality program. So we've got things to take care of this year. You know, we're shooting for our 3rd straight conference title with Knoxville being in the mix. Haven't seen them yet, but we know they're going to be good. They're just a well-coached team in the past and very strong. So should be a fun year.
Coach Todd Ratliff, the cleanly shaved Coach Todd Ratliff, got some good news, didn't you, buddy?
Yeah, you know I did. Pretty humbling, but I got a call on Tuesday night from Command Sergeant Major Dennis, and I was picked up for my E9 Sergeant Major spot. So I go up and visit the 133 tonight with Kim and I think the general.
Well, you're looking good, buddy. Congratulations on that promotion. Awesome for you and awesome for your cross-country boys and girls team. Have a great Saturday, everyone. The Coach's Corner in the book. We'll leave you with the going right into Cyclone football and the Cyclone pregame show. Kickoff 11 o'clock. Have a great Saturday. We'll see you back here at the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't forget, Thursday, RVTV is coming to town. You want to be here on the north side of the Albia Square. RVTV, TV 13 is coming to town, and we're going to make this north side of the square look like a football field and turn this into a whole night of family fun. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Fumble on, picking it up, trying to get to the corner. Blake Bear, towards the goal line. He'll take it in for the extra point conversion. Mumped snap back to the holder. Bear comes up with it. The pressure was on top of him. Got on his feet, took it to the left corner. Heads up play. Great athleticism and put 2 more on the board.
Well, that's why you have a Blake Bear. And the snap just came a little low, and he couldn't get the ball on the mud or the putt, quite honestly, where the ball was spotted. And so no ability to get the kick off. But boy, they're just a quick athlete. That's probably, if he could only play special teams, I think that kid would be fine.